joy of the Lord is my strength, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Praise God. Tonight,
Christ. Hallelujah.
And you know, as I verse 62 and 72, it said, "And as Peter was beneath in the place, in the palace, where there come one of the maid of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, 'And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth.' But he denied, saying, 'I know not, neither understand what thou sayest.' And he went out into the porch and departed through. And the maid saw him again and began to say to them that stood by, 'This is one of them.' And he denied again, and he denied it again, saying, and he denied it again, and a little further off the day that stood by said again to Peter, 'Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto.' But he began to curse and swear, saying, 'I know not this man of whom he speaks.'" So this is the third time that he denied Christ. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, "Before the cock crew thrice, thou shalt deny me thrice." And when he thought thereon, he wept. So Peter denied Christ. You know, and as I think about it, you know, and how Peter, I'll come back to this part in a little while. So, as I said before, we're talking about commitment, and I want to take us back to the whole Testament. I want to take us back to Genesis, where we have a young man named Joseph. And Joseph was, you know the story of Joseph, where he was sold into Egypt. You know, he was aided by his brother that was sold into Egypt. You know, and he was the Potiphar, purchased him. Potiphar is one of Pharaoh's officers. You know, he was a guard, he was a captain. So he was one of those big men, and those big men in ranks, you know. So Potiphar purchased Joseph. And so Joseph was in the house of Potiphar. You know the story. You know, and so the Lord, you know, prospered Joseph when he was in the house of Potiphar. You know, and as he was there, and you know, everything that he did, you know, the Lord prospered him because of Joseph's faith. You know, Potiphar's house was prosperous because of Joseph's faith. You know, so Potiphar seen that God was blessing Joseph. And so he decided, you know what, I'm going to make this man overseer in my house. Because this is a blessed man. And if he's overseer in my house, then I know I'm going to get all the blessing because he know that there was a God that was with him.
Amen.
And so he made Joseph overseer, and everything that he has in his hand, he gave to Joseph. Joseph was in control of every God Almighty thing, everything, except for one thing. Hallelujah. You know, and so as we go down, you know, and Joseph sort of finds favor, you know, in the house of Potiphar, but you know how the devil always have a plan, always there conniving. You know, Jesus said, Peter, you know, Satan wanted to see you was weak. And the Bible said that Satan is like a roaring lion, you know, going about seeking who he may devour. So any little thing that he can get at, any little thing that he can do to get at us, he's going to do it. Anything that he can give us to turn our mind from God, he's going to do it. So it beholds us that we must do whatever it takes so Satan doesn't get in control over us. And so again, as soon as Joseph was in the house of Potiphar, you know, here come the devil, you know, come present an opportunity, you know, to Joseph. And it makes it came to pass, you know, after these things, that the master's wife caught her eyes upon Joseph and said, "Lie with me." So, you know, Joseph was doing his own thing. You know, God-fearing man. I'm telling you, God-fearing woman who are single. The devil will just come at you in any direction. It doesn't matter who you are. No matter how much of a struggle may be, he will come at us. Hallelujah. You know, and you know, I was reading Proverbs, and, you know, Proverbs 7 and verse 6 to 8, he said, let me find that real quick. He said, "I have decked my bed with covering of pastry, with calf work, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloe, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love. And in the morning, let us so lace ourselves with and he had covered all that he had in my hand. So everything he put in his hand, everything he put in his hand, except for his wife. Hallelujah. He said, and there is no, he said, there is no greater in this house than I am. So then Joseph could have whatever he wants. But if one thing he said, that no, I'm not going to commit myself to this sin. He said, I'm not okay to do this great wickedness and sin against man. That's what he said. I'm on this great wickedness and sin against man.
God.
Just sin against God. You see, when man is not seeing what God is seeing, so whatever we do, we have the all-seeing eyes watching us. When they say the pastor not seeing me, the bishop is not seeing me, the evangelist is not seeing me, nobody is seeing me, the church member is not seeing me, but there's an all-seeing eye that is watching us. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, the conversation we have, there's an all-seeing eye always watching us. Hallelujah. Joseph said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God? And that's what we have to fix ourselves. When the temptation comes around us, when the things come that doesn't look right, it's going to see what. We hope you this great wickedness. It's a wickedness. Hallelujah. It's a wickedness when you are there with someone that is husband or person's wife. The Bible says it's a wickedness. God is not no part in that. Hallelujah. Go back to Proverbs 7, verse 25 says, keep thy commandments and live, and thy law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy finger, write them. Say unto wisdom, the word, my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, and they may keep and that they may keep thee from a strange woman. Here we go again about this strange woman. Hallelujah. For the stranger which flattereth with her words.
destroyed both soul and body in hell. No matter what happens to this flesh, this is going to go back to where it comes from. We can take it as a shell. Because what God put in us, when God really has become, we become a living soul. So what is in us belongs to God. So this body is going to rise someday. We're going to drop us, we're going to change up. So we can't worry about it. We're going to make sure our soul is in the place that God wants us to be.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about commitment. We're talking about a stand firm. We're talking about, you know, when you're really commitment, when you're really, really decided that nothing can turn you around, if you don't feel that way, if you feel that you can't make it, then just go over to Daniel chapter 3.
Hallelujah.
Just take a look at the three Hebrews boy. Hallelujah. The situation that they were in, they came out of their home country, and they went up to Babylon where there's a pagan worshiping down there. Hallelujah. And when they got out of there and lived in the city, come on, I want you to worship this idol I set before you. Can we reach that place? What will we do? Will we give up and say, stop, I verse 51 said, "He stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. He do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your father did. So do he. Which of the prophets have not your father persecuted?" So basically, they persecute them. So if we're going to live today, we expect it. Because they persecute Jesus. And they did Jesus, what about us? So we have to go through something. Jesus suffered for us. He said, "Take up my cross, take up your cross and follow me." Hallelujah. So we're going to be persecuted. Psalms, Matthew 5 said, "Blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and rejoice and be exceedingly glad. It is great is your reward in heaven." And we have to always have that in the back of our mind, that our reward is not in this world. Or the reward that we are looking for, yes, we're going to get some reward, but the greater reward is with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when they persecute us, hallelujah, just like Stephen said, "I can see Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of the Father." We can stand too and say, "God, receive my spirit." Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on, no matter what faces us, we have to stand. We have to stand. I want to take us back over to Peter. I'm coming down. Peter denied Christ. You know, Jesus said to Peter, that Satan, our desire to see you as meat. But Jesus said, "I've prayed for you." You know, that's a blessing. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus said, "I've prayed for you that your faith fail not." You know, and I look at that and I go back to when Peter denied Christ. And I said, you know, God, Jesus knows that Peter was going to deny him. Yeah. He knows everything. But he comforted Peter and said, "I pray for you." And he also comforted him by saying that, "And when the word converted, strengthened the others." You know, and that's a great thing, because even though Peter, when Peter realized that he had denied Christ, Peter was in the palace and was warming himself. And he didn't see what was going on with Jesus. What he was doing to Jesus. You know, because Peter did say, I will go with you, I will die with you. He said that, I will die with you, Lord. So you can imagine when Peter see all the stuff happening to Jesus as a human being. You know, seeing that, and he said, I'll die with you. I'll go with you to death. And then they see Jesus and everything they are dealing with Jesus. You can imagine what comes into his mind. You know, Peter maybe said, "Oh my God, I can't do this. I got to take up my statement. I said this. Oh my God, I can't." You know, so what all of them was like, "I don't know this man." Because they want to do to me, just said anything to him. You know, so Peter said, "No, I can't. I got to step back. I don't know this man." Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, Peter went away and he wept. He went away and he wept because he was sorry, because Jesus already told him that he was going to deny Christ. And he remembered. And he was sorrowful. Jesus said in Matthew 26, 41 said, "Watch and pray that he enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And the flesh wants comfort at all times." Continuously the flesh want comfort, and that's what is our biggest downfall, our flesh. Because we want the flesh to be comfortable, and we have to go through sometimes to be where God wants us to be. You know, God wanted you to live in, when God calls some of us to service, we deny God, just to say like Peter. We step back, God, "I can't do this. I don't know how to do this." And so we run away to God and keep coming at us. Hallelujah. You know, God never leave us, never forsake us. He said that. But one thing that kind of take me back, because Jesus said Peter that when the word converted to strengthen thy brethren. Hallelujah. And I can remember on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. That is when the day of Pentecost was fully come. And there were upstairs and in the upper room. Hallelujah. You know the story about what happened in the upper room. But who was the one that stood up? Peter got converted. Because now Peter, the same Peter that denied Christ, Hallelujah. But are you committed? Whatever you do for Christ, be committed to it. Be committed to it, no matter what it is, no matter how small it is. You know, I'm on the pastor's aid, president. And when I do it, first when I get it in the second, because I always believe that anything I'm doing, I'm giving unto the Lord. I'm not giving unto my pastor, I'm not giving unto the church, and what was promised, I'm giving unto the Lord. And if I said I'm giving unto the Lord, I'm going to put my everything in it, because I want God to be pleased with me.
Yes.
When I give unto God, my pastor will be pleased with me. Hallelujah. My bridge will be pleased with me, because I don't see me, but I see God first. Hallelujah. So no matter what you're doing, no matter how small it is, be committed to it. And look at it, it's unto the Lord, not unto a Catholic church, but it's unto God. Because everything that you do is unto God. He said, you do it unto Him. And if you do it unto Him, you do it with a willing heart and a cheerful spirit. Be committed. Do not deny Christ. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what faces you, just stand. Just stand for Jesus. Because if you stand for Jesus, He will stand for you. God bless you.